The Traveler's Journal, February 9th. Taking time out on Tobago. The sovereign two-island Caribbean nation of Trinidad and Tobago lies at the tail end of the Windward Antilles, just off South America's northeast shoulder. Only 30 miles end-to-end, Tobago's tiny compared with her much larger and better-known sister. The island has no factories, refineries, large-scale agriculture, or major sources of employment. Yet endowed with prodigious natural beauty, fertile gardens, and annual temperatures around 80, Tobagans seem very relaxed with their lot. Living a life here is its own reward. In the 17th and 18th century, various European nations vied for control of the island's sugar plantations, importing African slaves to work the fields. When the sugar industry failed, plantation owners simply packed up and left their ex-slaves to sharecrop the fields they'd once worked in bondage. They relied on a communal spirit, a lend-a-hand philosophy, which still endures. That one-for-all attitude may be why modern Tobagans have a relaxed pride uncommon in the Caribbean. There are no high-rise hotels, but several full-scale resorts dot the island's southwest tip, where most developments take in place. Old Tobago lingers around the island's sandy perimeter. The huge Main Ridge Forest Preserve, which crowns the Central Highlands, was the world's first legally protected natural area. The flora and fauna has unfolded here at its own pace for well over two centuries. Letting things alone is an art on Tobago. Visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.